whatchamacallit, the Honeycrisp apples. Like, I know at the pea patch near the animal shelter, they have to put insect netting around a particular tree every year.
Now, when you say pea patch, you're talking about urine, not peas, like in a pod or anything. Or...
No. Seattle has this program where you can rent garden plots at a public garden. They call them pea patches. So, like, if you didn't have, say, space at your apartment, you could still garden. Yo, what up?
Yo, dog.
Oh, good. You guys can hear me.
Wait, so a pea patch is an actual place where you, like, plant peas and shit?
I mean, it's for all gardens. Yeah. You wash the fruit because the homeless pee on it.
Oh, yeah.
And dogs.
Well, it's got to be dogs since if it's to the shelter or whatever.
We have like 50 of them in Seattle.
Well, yeah.
Dogs?
No, the like community gardens that you can grow shit in.
Yeah, no, there's a hard limit on the amount of dogs that are allowed in Seattle. So there's 50 max.
Like it's only max.
Eight. What? Yes. Spoilers.
In the city of Baldur's Gate, cats are allowed, dogs are not.
Oh.
Or any pets other than cats, I think.
See, I haven't gotten to Baldur's Gate, so I don't know. I'm still in the first goddamn act.
So am I, Bob.
Okay. I guess I'm the only one that has beaten the game.
Yeah, of course you are. You're the only one who doesn't have kids of the three of us.
It's true.
I did spend an inordinate amount of time on character creation, but that I expected.
Me too. Yeah. Zap the orc has an amazing penis.
We all know that Bob would definitely make his circumcised.
I was that a choice? If it was, I missed it. It
totally is.
I did spend a good amount of time looking at my dragon dong, though. But just because I found it amusing that a dragon has a dong. I don't know. The whole thing is funny. That game is very funny.
Yeah. When they put boob jiggle physics on swinging dongs, you know you got a masterpiece.
If I mute suddenly, it's because my lot children are trying to barge in.
Well, that's okay.
I'll get you a heavier door.
Hey, Louis, it's nice of you to finally get off the boat and come join us. Like, how many cruises have you taken in the last year? Well, goddamn, dude.
Too many. It's not my fault. But
it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Are you like winning a sweepstakes to like cruise around the world? Like, what the fuck? How is it not your fault then?
And I have to keep her happy, so we take cruises.
Hunter Biden's trying to evade drug tests because, as we know from the Hunter Biden laptop, he shaves down there, so we can't use pubic hair to test his, drugs.
What the fuck? What?
Who seriously?
Pubic hair? What?
What's wrong with the hair on his head?
I don't know.
That is a strange comment.
I guess the coke was on his dong, right? Though off his dong. But they figure
I've never
got to go to the source.
If I could find the clip later, I'll send it to you.
Outside of weed, what drug can you even test by hair? Like
weed? I don't know.
Wait a minute!
It's not DNA we're talking about here.
Wait a minute! Weed's God didn't start Justin Fields?
No.
Who?
That's hilarious.
Let's get on with it because we're 12 minutes in, and I really do need to get going. All right, let me set a marker. I'll host. It's fine. Matt, is the chatbot fixed yet?
No. I didn't even look into it.
Oh, that's just sad. All right, fine. Psh.
Joe Sixpack.
Welcome, everyone, to the third podcast of the year, which is the fourth week because we've missed the first week. We almost missed this week, but I'm back and I'm not putting up Halloween decorations this time.
We had an early bye. Yeah.
Yeah, we had our early week one bye. But most importantly, Matt and I are back again. But most importantly, Lou has finally taken his step back onto land and joined us once again. He's no longer on a boat for his 300th time this year. Lou, welcome to the podcast, finally. And there's those kids you were talking about.
I'll agree with you.
Well, I promise Louie is actually here. And we're going to talk about some football, as we tend to. We've already spent a lot of time talking about nonsense, which maybe I'll turn that into some kind of intro, but maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, let's just jump right into it. We're going to start with... Oh, goddamn, why do I have to be first? We're going to start with...
You had the biggest blow-up.
I did. Andrew versus Bob. I whooped up on Andrew 145.1 to... Hi. Louie, you're able to change your voice very impressively. Which child is this?
Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. How you doing?
Good.
Is your dad... did you have a good time on the cruise?
Yeah.
What do you think about your dad's fantasy team?
He spends way too much time on it.
Goddamn right he does. Let it go, Lou. I mean, jeez.
Did you hear him curse DJ Moore's name last night?
Okay, I'm going to give it back to my dad, okay?
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Bye, Lizzie.
Close the door. Okay, I'm back.
So you heard it straight from the source. Lou is a terrible parent during the fantasy season. You should really spend more time with your kids and maybe, like, you know, give me some...
It's not just a fantasy season.
Maybe give me, like, A-Chain and, like, Tyreek or something, and then go spend time with your family, Lou. I mean, goddamn. Awful. Anyway, back to the game we were talking about. So I whooped up on Andrew because my running backs finally started doing what I pay them for. And also Josh Allen went off. But pretty much my team finally played the way I expect them. I had been expecting them to. Derrick Henry getting 23.8. Josh Jacobs, 23.9. Josh Allen, 36.5. That's pretty much all sealed it. Everyone else did, you know, decent enough. So my team finally performed. Also, this is, I will point out, while leaving David Montgomery and Cole Kmet on my bench for a combined 57 points. I'm pretty happy with my team this week.
I remember our conversation on Thursday Night Football when Dave Montgomery just kept walking in touchdowns. You know.
Yeah.
Oh well, at least your team made up for.
Well, he was coming off the injury. I wasn't sure if they were going to give Jahmyr Gibbs a bare chance, and nope, the complete opposite of that possibility went through. So yeah, he's in my roster this week. That's for sure.
I see you're going with the Pete strategy of holding three tight ends.
Yeah, well, it's just because I couldn't figure out who was going to be my guy, but it's Cole Kmet now. I didn't play him again this week, but, you know, that's the thing. Does anyone want to talk about Andrew's team? He probably would have done better if Saquon Barkley was playing, just as the Giants would have done better against against the Seahawks. Jesus Christ, it's my team. Against the Seahawks, if they had Saquon Barkley, but, you know.
All I have to say is Andrew's very fortunate that this isn't the sleeper league where your quarterback loses points when they get sacked, because Daniel Jones got sacked a lot.
Yeah, Daniel Jones got negative 10 points.
God. Yeah. Good job,
he
Andrew.
Also Luke,
he also your team Musgrave wasn't that bad.
He also had Luke Musgrave go out of that Thursday night game pretty early with a concussion.
Yeah.
So things just didn't play out for him.
Didn't he start 2-0?
Yes, yes. Oh, he still has a good team. I mean, he started out great because Saquon Barkley got injured.
Man.
And he was still lucky getting that.
Or did he just start with Daniel Jones?
I think he started. I don't think many quarterbacks have been taken out. But yeah, he doesn't have much there with quarterback. He's got Jared Goff. But what are you going to do? Saquon Barkley's out. You know, he's kind of hurting right there. And didn't Miles Sanders get injured during the game? And this is like one of the few down games for Raheem Mostert. Unlike the previous week that he got 42 points almost.
It's true.
I can see why Andrew only has Daniel Jones, because otherwise, like, CeeDee Lamb, Calvin Ridley, Keenan Allen, and Chris Godwin, that's a pretty solid wide receiver core.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, having Saquon out, that's a real kick in the nuts.
Well, he had the backup. So, I mean, he had the handcuff. And he was lucky that Matt Breida got a touchdown.
He was very lucky. I mean, going up against what was the Seahawks number three.
Actually, he didn't get a touchdown. He just got 48 yards. They only got 3 points. They can't get a touchdown with 3 points.
How would you start Matt Breida over Chris Godwin?
Because Godwin's been up and down, pretty down.
Yeah, but Matt Breida's only in the NFL because he has pictures of Dayball or something. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, I mean, if you look at the backlog for Chris Godwin, like this is the first game he's had double digits, so I could see why. But yeah,
you're being very kind to Andrew.
Well,
proven the
doesn't have much depth. Yeah, he doesn't have much depth otherwise.
Wait, no, he's probably
got better games. Andrew, I'm cheering for you.
Yeah. It's been weird how Calvin Ridley dropped off the map after week one too. Like he's just not getting only two targets last game. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Retirement.
And Ridley would be better.
But you know, Jacksonville's got to get him a ball more often. I mean, it's just it's got to happen. You know, Andrew will figure it out probably. Once he gets Saquon back, he'll be in a much better spot. Moving right along to another person who's on the podcast, Joe versus Matt. And in this game, we had, once again, basically a double up, but this time it went against a podcast host. Matt, you lost 144.7 to 79.1 to, once again, the early season buzzsaw that is Joe.
Yeah, feels pretty bad.
How did that feel? Yeah, bad?
Yeah, feels pretty bad. Like, I mean, I predicted I was going to lose. He definitely had the better team, and
right, you did.
Russell Wilson had a big game. You know, Stephon Diggs had a tremendous game. Kyron Williams killed me. You know, that's like 100 points right there, the three of them. So, I got one guy that performed. I got lucky with Christian Kirk, and nothing else happened. It was pretty sad. Geno Smith again, kind of disappointing me. Like, our running game is just ridiculous. Kevin Walker is getting most of the work done. You know, the touchdowns just aren't there. The yardage isn't there. He's, you know, distributing the ball to everyone. I don't know. The offensive line isn't the problem. I think it's the play calling and not getting Jackson Smith and Njigba involved in like the deep game. They keep giving him these little dump off passes and stupid screens. And that's not why we fucking drafted him. Like we're drafting him to, you know, make those crossing routes and, you know, use his route running ability. He's not a fast guy. He's not a jukey guy. He's a route guy and we're not using him appropriately.
I mean, amen, brother, man. I had so much excitement for JSN. And I thought going to the Seahawks is a great fit, you know, even though Tyler Lockett, we figured, you know, it might take him a little while to break in, but I thought by now we'd see some more flashes than we have. Though, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did Seahawks have a tendency to, like, ease the rookies in, like, a good
bit? Yes.
I remember, like, Kenny
Walker. Only on offense, not on defense. Yeah,
Kenny Walker was.
Yeah, know, Kenny Walker
utilized until Penny got hurt, and then everyone was like, "Oh yeah, look at Kenny Walker blowing shit up."
Yes, it's very true. On offense, we definitely do. I mean, but the thing is, like, when was the last time the Seahawks were able to make three fantasy relevant wide receivers?
Well, they never had three good receivers. Like,
I mean, we've had, yeah. I mean, but I mean, not, the volume. It's not like we're a high pass volume team. And we're still, Matt's talking about our offense being down, but we're still the number six highest scoring team in the league. So it's like, not like things aren't working well. It's just that it's not high fantasy value as of right now.
We're just not getting the passing game moving to the same degree as it was last year. Like,
not yet. I would agree. I would agree. Not yet.
But everything else sucks. With my fantasy team, Debo Samuel, I knew he had the rib injury and I knew he was dealing with a knee thing. But like, if you got a guy with a rib injury and a knee issue, why do you give him three carries? Like get him a nice route where he's not going to get hit. Don't give him the ball and make him run, you know, into a bunch of 250 pound linemen.
I was baffled by this as well. Debo, it made no sense that they like, I said in our Discord that it made no sense. I was thinking that Debo had actually not been in there. He got 75% of the snap share, but never got a single target and was used as a running back. It just doesn't make any sense. If you're trying to protect him, why are you using him as a running back? Like, it's just weird. I don't know what they were doing with Debo there. It's like, but they clearly weren't looking his way that way. I guess they were just using him as a decoy. I don't really know.
That's what I thought, but I mean, why would you give him the runs? Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. It's weird. Weird.
All I know
choices.
Is San Francisco frightens me.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Brock Purdy has not lost a single game other than the playoff game versus the Eagles also frightens me and confuses me.
God, is that true? That's just weird. That's a weird stat.
Hopefully he just always he only loses to the Eagles. Hopefully that's his weakness going forward.
We beat the Niners. No, we got swept last year. That's right. Never mind. I thought we beat him away.
So let's talk for a minute about Joe.
Well, before we move ahead, hang on.
We're
going to be discussing Geno Smith, which means I feel like this is a great time for a bet update. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I was going to bring this up, too, and I forgot. So go ahead.
I go to scoring leaders in ESPN, and I go to... Now, we are doing points per game, but this should at least give us an idea of where we're
at. Cut to the chase. You can say it quicker than this.
Justin Q. Herbert, also known as Herbs, appears to be, top of the QB list. You can't count Justin Fields because he already played this week. And he has scored 95.5 points. And if I scroll way down here, find Geno Smythe. And then he is at 56.1. That's about half, if my math is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Herbert's points.
Yeah, that's what happens when you hand the ball off for touchdowns instead of throw them.
Give it time. It's a long season. We're only 4 games into the season.
You'll also notice that he
did break his hand.
You also notice that Smith is on the waiver wire. So I made
some choices. Was a bad choice, Matt. I'm just going to say it right now, but it's fine.
I'm not going to stash him on a bye week when he's so bad. Like, no one's going to pick him up. And honestly, I don't know if I want him back right now.
Okay.
I love that, Matt. Love that.
That's
harsh reality.
Okay. Yeah. He had a bad week 1, and then he got injured in week 4. So yeah. Otherwise, he had 2 decent games. I don't know what. All right, fine. Yeah, no one will pick him up.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to.
A claim right now.
I don't have to.
He's got 3 tight ends. He's got room.
Exactly.
I don't subscribe to Kevin's notion of purity. So
no, Kevin's notion of purity is stupid. It makes no sense. It seems unpure to me, if anything.
Anyway, should we move on to the next one?
No, we need to talk about Joe. Joe's a goddamn unfair. So I was trying to find trades today while I had a little bit of time before we started this. And I'm trying to find a trade partner, and I'm looking at Joe. I'm like, oh, he's got good wide receivers and running backs. Let's see what we can do here. There's nothing. He doesn't have any weaknesses. He doesn't have any goddamn weaknesses. His only weakness this week is Mike Evans is on a bye. Like, what the fuck? How did this happen?
Joe have this? Joe kicked my ass. Well, I guess we'll get to that. Was that this week or last week? Anyway, he kicked
last
my
week.
Ass.
He kicked week. My ass this week.
And I'm pretty sure he's leading the league in scoring, and I don't like any of it. It also confuses me.
He's got 2 top 10 running backs, 3 top 10 wide receivers, and Travis Kelce. What the fuck?
And Russ Wilson.
Russell Wilson is
surprisingly competent.
Yes. I wouldn't say competent. Fantasy, he's fantasy useful.
That's what I meant. So, this is all in fantasy context. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly competent.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, Kyron Williams, talk about the diamond in the rough for nothing there. He's top 10 running back for, waiver.
Yep. Who would have thought, Cam Akers just died.
Yep.
That said,
Sean McVay does not like Cam Akers.
That said, I did still make Joe a trade offer, and if he accepts it, I may have made him unbeatable, but...
Well, from personal experience, I can almost...
Does that sound like Josh Allen?
No, I basically filled both of the only minor holes that he has. But it was
filling
the only hold I see is quarterback.
You may be trying to fill Joe's holes, I can promise you he is not going to see your trade request.
Yeah, I know.
And nor will he respond to it.
Yes, when I spend about 20 minutes trying to figure it out, I started thinking the same thing. So it may just be wasted time.
I went to the point last season being like, Sean, tell Joe I have trades for him. And it's still, and he's like, here's his number. I'm like, I'm not going to text him. It's weird.
So you have to send a letter to Sean, and then Sean will hand deliver it to Joe.
Needs to be notarized.
Yes.
Sign on delivery.
But Joe, if you're listening, let Bob fill your holes.
Yeah.
Don't make him unstoppable.
I mean, I just want a top 10. I just want a top 10 guy somewhere. That's all I'm saying. I'm very happy with my team otherwise. I just want some star, one extra star. That's I'm looking for one extra star. Anyway.
All right, moving on.
What did you offer him? Alan for Diggs.
I'm not gonna talk about an offer. Like an open offer. Anyway. I was looking for a wide receiver, though. Obviously, that's what I need a top 10 of. I need a top 10 wide receiver. That's what I'm looking for right now. If anyone wants to send me an offer for a top 10 wide receiver, I'm there. I'm on board to discuss. That's the only hole that I feel like I have in my roster right now.
Send him Puka now that Cooper Kupp is coming back.
I spent a good amount of time looking at something to send you for Puka, and I couldn't figure a good one out. So, but, you know, I'd be open for it.
I also have holes that you are not allowed to fill, Bob. I have no holes for you to fill.
Your team is stupid. I'm still very annoyed that you got Puka. Anyway, moving on. Sean versus Jason.
Yeah.
So Jason finally bounced back and had the highest score of the week, I believe. 156.7 to just straight slaughtering poor Sean.
Thanks to the Seattle defense.
Not a lot of close games. 30
points. Yeah.
There's one close game this week. Everyone else is a freaking blowout.
Yeah, it's true. So Sean only had 83.1, and as Matt pointed out very astutely, yeah, the Seahawks defense, 30 points. I think at this point, at least, until proven otherwise, you can go straight right ahead and stream whoever is playing the Giants, and you will get a big point retribution from them.
Yeah, they're pretty horrible.
Because, yeah, I mean, I mean, Justin Jefferson obviously is amazing, and Anthony Richardson also amazing. There will always be a little part of me that's a little sad the Seahawks didn't draft him, but
we didn't have the opportunity.
I will say,
I know we missed the chance too. They drafted him ahead of us. I know, but still.
And kudos to Jason for outplaying me during the draft because we both had. I think I had $3 and Jason. No wait, how did this happen? Yeah, I think I don't remember how it.
What player are we talking about?
Anyway, this is for Anthony Richardson during the draft. And long story short, I was waiting for Anthony Richardson to get nominated. But I was only, you know, I was a few beers in. We were having fun. I was only half paying attention. And the second whoever nominated him, probably Johnny, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Jason snap clicked. To spend the rest of his money and cut and block. I think I had $3 and he only had two, but I needed one more player than he did. So we effectively both only had $2 of, you know, quote unquote excess money.
Mm-hmm.
And he blocked me. And it's working out great because he is arguably two top five QBs. So he really needs to do something with one of them.
Yeah, it was pretty funny that yesterday or last week, you know, he was on our Discord talking about how. Lamenting how much he hated himself for not starting Lamar and benching him, and then it actually worked out in his favor. He got 1.5 points more than Lamar. So, yeah, pretty good having two top QBs like that. Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
Doesn't that happen every time he whines in Discord? Like,
yeah,
you know, he whines about a player performing well on his bench, and then the guy he has in for him does better.
Isn't
that like a multiple occurrence now?
It's true, but then he also whines about the Patriots sucking, and he's straight up, he's right there. He's on that one. That's can't argue with that right now.
It's almost like that Tom Brady guy was good.
I know.
Belichick's
nothing. So, and then Sean, you know, a down week for Sean. Sean's been up and down this year so far. His highest score was from DeAndre Swift, which, again, as Matt and I said in the last two episodes, kind of amazed that none of you guys drafted him for more. But, you know.
Coming into the season, look, I love Swift. I was excited when they, you know, traded for him. Very excited. But they were talking about how Kenny Gainwell was going to be starting the season as the RB1. So that probably put a damper on it. And plus, it probably happened in the point of the draft where no one had any money left. Which, you know,
he went for $6.
$6.
Yeah. The way we draft, that's like, you know, 50 picks in. No one has any money except for Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I already finished my draft by then.
So, do we think DeAndre Swift next year will be going for like $30 to $40, $50? Just like AJ Brown was last year when I drafted him for what, $18, I think. And now he went for $60.
would not shock me if he stays healthy.
Probably like 40.
Yeah. You know, but otherwise, you know, across the board, everyone's like, what? What does it say Sitting Duck is playing Rocket League, Lou?
I misclassified.
So your kids? Okay.
Lou, don't you play Rocket League while we're doing the podcast. Come on, focus.
Maybe you Discord.
Sean, do better. You can do better. probably. There's a lot of disappointment on your roster, to be honest. I mean, there's Najee Harris, which you have both in the sleeper league and in this, and I would have told you that was a terrible decision if you had asked me. But you know. So you got Najee Harris, T. Higgins, Elijah Moore, Deontay Johnson, Javonte Williams, Marquise Brown, Dalvin Cook, Samaje Perine. Pretty much all of those are under playing where they're supposed to be. Sean,
he's got Jonathan Taylor coming back. So he's got that silver lining.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Strike. Well, if Jonathan Taylor plays, strike Marquise Brown off that list. I was wrong about that one. The rest of them, accurate.
Who could have seen Burrow being, and you know,
I know.
Being so, I mean, he's injured, but you know, being so ineffective.
He's got an ouchy hamstring. He should be better than this.
It's an ouchy calf, actually. I think.
It was a calf. No, whatever. I get those two muscles confused all the time. Anyhow, legitimately,
the same thing. Yeah.
Stubby, you're in the medical profession. You know better than me. Jerk. Jonathan Taylor, yeah, I mean, if he comes back and he's Jonathan Taylor, it's going to be a big boon for him, but will he? There's so much conflicting reporting about Jonathan Taylor. Like, he's saying, oh, I'm super healthy, but is he saying, oh, I'm super healthy? Because I'm super healthy and I won't play until I get a new contract still. Like, there's just so much conflicting reporting about
He would not come back if he wasn't healthy, period.
I don't think he was.
Is he back, though?
I don't think he was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's training now.
I think he had contractitis for those first four games.
I think he might still.
he might, but
we'll see this week.
Here's the rub. He needs to play six games to accrue through a season. So Sean might get six great games out of Jonathan Taylor, and then Jonathan Taylor might be like, oh, owie.
My hamstring.
Yeah.
My hamstring calf hurts.
It hurts again, guys. So would not that might be where that ends. Indeed. So if Sean tries to trade you Jonathan Taylor six games from now, just keep your eyes on him.
Yeah, if you're gonna get Jonathan Taylor, now's the time to get it. Not six games from now, that's for sure.
All right. Keep in mind he has also got Deontay Johnson eventually coming back from IR.
Yeah. Good solid player. Love DJ.
Wait, is he on IR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be back like week 7.
I thought he was just doing terrible the first few weeks.
He's doing time.
Is he in prison?
No.
No, I was right. He only had six, you know, three receptions for 48 yards the first week, and then I assume he got injured in the Browns game then.
Yep. Yep. Okay. That's how it happened.
The Chubb injury happened in the Browns game, and I just turned it off, so I don't know if anything else happened in that game. I mean, I turned it on pretty much just to see the Browns, Chubb's injury. Not on purpose. It's just what happened. Anyway, moving on. I only skipped one. Seth versus Pete. Let's see. What happened in this game? Pete's been doing better than
Pete finally lost.
It's good.
His first defeat. The Pete defeat.
Good, yeah. Because aside from Christian McCaffrey and Jalen Hurts, I don't understand how Pete's doing so well.
Pittman.
And Hoskinson. But
yeah, and Pittman has been playing well. But you know what? Pete's 3-1 and Cooper Kupp is coming off the IR this week, so that should worry everybody.
Assuming you mean Puka Nacupa?
No.
I don't Puka Nacupa? Kappa?
No. Cooper Kupp?
Koopa Nacupa? All I'm saying is that it's Puka Nacupa. That's the only wide receiver I care about on the Rams right now.
Don't you have Tutu?
I do.
Unfortunately, playing against the Eagles has been pretty good for wide receivers, so you might care about Cooper Kupp this week.
But I mean, this is Pete's another case of. Oh my God! They actually updated Cam Akers' picture. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Another one where let's see, what did he drop? Okay, only $4 on Cam Akers. But there was another one of only $1 on Kenneth Gainwell. I'm confused. So you guys spent a total of $6 on all of the Philadelphia running backs in the draft?
Yeah, it looked like a four-headed. Well, probably three-headed, but no, I don't think anyone thought Boston Scott was going to be a real contender. But yeah, it looked like a three-headed mess on a, you know, pass-first offense, and none of them were, you know, anyone you were going to spend a ton of money on preseason.
How does Pete keep surviving with this kid for Christian McCaffrey, though? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, let's talk about Seth instead.
He's always going to spend the most amount of money on the flashiest player and then have a waiver wire team the rest of the way.
He's got two good QBs, too. Hurts and Cousins.
Yes.
Let's talk about Seth, who we all love.
Or not to love Seth.
AJ Brown killing it.
Got AJ Brown and Goddard just going heavy on the Eagles.
AJ Brown finally making the fantasy money he should have been making last year.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. He spent big on Tank Dell, who didn't really do anything.
Well, week, but I mean.
Yeah.
Tank Dell's been pretty good.
He's got Alvin Kamara, just came back. Good for him. Aaron Jones needs to get healthy. But, Patrick Mahomes is like the QB8 so far. So that's going to change.
Got outplayed by Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the NFL. Fuck.
Last week was a weird NFL week.
It really was.
Yeah. And good timing for Alvin Kamara to come back and come back, you know, with a vengeance.
Come back with a vengeance for a 9-26 loss.
Yeah, well, we're talking fantasy relevant,
well.
But yeah.
He played well, yes, for sure.
Yeah, they're kind of a nightmare with Carr out.
That's true.
Even with them in, they're kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, that really was, last week really was the week of the QB backups. There was like, what, four teams that were running on their backup QB?
That sounds about right.
And it affected a lot. It affected all of the players that were in there, too. What's the deal with Dallas Goedert? You guys, I haven't been able to watch the Eagles as much as I want to. Why is he not doing anything?
The passing game as a whole is down right now. We had our best game probably last week. Hurts, finally.
It's all about the tush push.
It's all about the tush push. It's all you're on.
You guys just tush push all the way down the field.
And
the only play you run now.
Hurts and his wide receivers, they all just look like a beat off a lot of plays. But hopefully they'll get it sorted out. And you got it, probably suffered the most of the wide receivers. Well, you know, the pass catchers.
So, yet another slaughtering of Seth on Pete. Not Seth on Pete specifically, but just yet another game of another slaughter. So, let's move on. Finally, we got a game.
To another slaughter.
another semi-slaughter, but at least John put up good points. This Lou Jr. fellow.
Somehow
won.
Good.
144.2 to 111.8. Poor Johnny's been getting scored a lot on this year so far.
I do have a hole for Bob to fill. Kyle Pitts is certainly a hole.
That is true. That's another tight end that I don't understand where he went.
Gaping hole.
Tight end is a weird position this year.
Yeah, it's no longer a pit. It's a crevasse.
Hey, Kyle crevasse.
Yeah.
Aisle hole of sadness. But I love
Phil his cross.
I don't even care. Really, when I bet on Kyle Pitts, it was like he was $3 or whatever. I was like, okay, I'll bet on Kyle Pitts for $3, and I got him. I was like, fine. He's not like someone I was excited for.
Yeah,
but I am excited for the rest of my team. I will reveal at this point that I fucked up during our draft. I think you guys mentioned on the pod that maybe Matt, you did the same thing, where you kind of click. And then someone was like, "Triple the money."
That was me. That's how I ended up with
Josh Allen, who got 36 points. Allen. Sucks to be you.
I'm not saying Josh Allen isn't good. I'm just saying I spent like $25 more on QB than I meant to.
Yeah, well, and that's what happened with Devonta. I mean, who I love, and I was like, "Well, if that's the mistake I make, fine. I will live with Devonta Smith." But, like, in my quote-unquote strategy, you know, the math I had worked out at that point, it was not to spend almost $30 on Devonta Smith. Mm-hmm. But I was just clicking along, and they have a fail-safe? The problem is I was click, you know, just kind of click the dollar. I won't be doing
there
that
is.
Anymore. Yeah, no, I swear it used to be a lot more protected. I swear it's gotten less protected now, because, like, I'm telling you. Flurry bet that up a millisecond before I clicked the button and it took my bid.
They upgraded their plan at AWS.
Well, it's random too, because I was doing it on my laptop, so it was a little bit up and down on my latency. It doesn't matter. point is, I mean, you spend $29 for currently the number 14 wide receiver, so it's not like it hasn't worked out and for you. Pretty I good. Think it's a good value to that.
There's going
to
be some weeks where it's Devontae, not AJ, which has not been the case like the last 2 weeks.
And then you went out and you spent a sizable amount of chunk money on Puka Nacua, and fuck you for it, because God damn it. Do I love Puka? I hate the Rams, but I fucking love Puka Nacua.
I love Puka. I love the name Puka. The funny thing is I got him in the lab as well. I forget what I bid, but whatever I bid, I was like, all right, if I'm going to go bid him in ESPN, I got to up it. I can't bid the same amount.
No.
So I upped it in ESPN.
Can I interrupt here? Can we change the like Thursday or Wednesday waivers to Thursday waivers, so people can't like gauge like how much a player goes in the lab and then, you know, use that as a gauge for their
You mean changing the what Tuesday
make waivers? Make the waivers go the same day, so that way people can't, you know,
that's fair. I'd rather, if we're gonna do it, I'd rather
because people can like kind of figure out like how much a player is going
to
go for.
Well, and Johnny
roughly.
Tried to. He straight up told me after I got Puka, he texted me. He's like, "Fuck you." He's like, "I bid more because you bid this much."
Exactly. See.
Yeah.
I mean,
I use my own gamesmanship and I bid a little higher because I thought people might do that.
I mean, I've been doing that with my work leagues that processes it for a long time, but it's different people. So I get what you're saying, Matt.
But this is like 10 of the same people. Like,
yes. No, I agree.
And the league that matters goes later. Like, I think we should change it.
I don't know. I don't think it matters that much, because who cares about the lab league in terms of that? I mean, it's not like major, major change.
But it's not affecting the lab league. It's affecting Joe Sixpack.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
All right. I say we swap it. I'll let Bob do that.
I agree as well. I'll look at it. You want to look at it, by all means, look at it. Because it's like, doesn't have to be me. That lab league is supposed to be your baby.
Let me look at it. Loads up Rocket League. Oh,
Peter,
we got Onox.
Fucking Knox. Always joining podcasts in the middle.
The fucking juggernaut.
We just decided to make a change to the rules of the lab league. Just so you know.
That's okay. I'm sucking this at the lab league. So yeah. I'm not worried about it at all.
Somehow you're doing good in the main league. I don't know how.
Anyway. I'd be doing better if the schedule wasn't biased, forcing to play Seth twice in a row. But Cup's coming back, baby. You better all be careful.
Coming back. We were just talking about that.
No, Puka Nacua is their number one, obviously.
Eagles are going to stay undefeated, so he's not going to have a big weekend this weekend, but long term.
I think the Eagles will stay undefeated, but they will have big games away.
Well, I hope you guys keep them. Stay undefeated this week, because I need a loss. So I got Puka Nacua free in my work league. I just want to point that out. It has no bearing on anything, but I still feel good about it.
Your work league,
no players are home.
I took them straight off the free agents.
They're coming to price.
They're not on the level as the JSP lads.
Yes, for sure. That is for sure.
Lou, are you still in on the Survivor on season?
I picked Washington, just like you.
No one is.
Eric's is a double elimination, so I'm only down one. I'm halfway there.
I'm in that one. I'm still in the office.
Please. Dude, this is the quickest that I fell out of Survivor ever. I lost week one in season, and then I lost week three in the other Survivor. God, goddamn Baltimore. It was Seattle against the Rams that screwed me first week.
It's been unpredictable. I mean, I don't know why Washington can't hold their own against the worst team. But I guess they're due for a bounce back and regression. I don't know. Thursday night games are weird. I should never bet on a Thursday night game. I didn't realize it when I picked them.
But I will.
There's no excuse.
I do want to throw some negativity real quick at Matt, because he didn't even join SCM this year. So, whatever.
I made it the furthest of all of us last year, and
I know
I wasn't going to waste my money
on
it.
Matt, this is the first
year. That was good enough for him.
Matt, this is the first year that, because we are all in a group together, if any of us win any of the pools a week, we all get paid out. So, you not joining sucks.
Why am I not in your group?
Why are you not in our group?
I don't know.
Peter's in charge of our group.
I don't know how to get in it.
Don't put me in charge. This should be a democracy. Anyone can
You have always been in charge of that group. You created it.
I just got this. I don't even know how I found season. That's probably Kevin's degeneracy got me in.
Well, either way, get Lou in. Because, I've been wondering where
I'm
losing.
And I'm crushing it. I did the $60 thing, and I'm crushing it in the QB one. I'm like second.
Oh, you did the QB one? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
That's not juicing.
Well, too much. Well, the problem is that we can only qualify to make money if you make money if at least three of us are also in the same thing.
I think it's too late. I think they closed the squad thing now. I think you had your chance. But I want to be in the squad for next season.
God damn it. I don't have time to run all this shit for you guys. You guys got to help me out and actually do your jobs. Pete, you're in charge of season. Lou, you're in charge of the lab.
I'll take a look at this.
I need to pick the QB who's going to have the most yards this week.
Guys, we got to focus up and get through the Cut In podcast first.
I wish Sleeper had a desktop, right? There's no desktop.
It does.
It does. It does. It's a website.
It sucks, but go to the website.
It doesn't suck. It's good.
Yes.
I haven't looked at it. It's kind of fun and flashy, but there's definitely some parts that are weird that I miss. I'm still getting used to.
I agree.
Like when I click on someone to move them, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get their information or I'm going to select them or I'm going to, you know, it's very strange. All right. Thanks for the link, Matt.
Well, and I never touch Sleeper on the desktop. Like literally never. It's always on my phone because the desktop is worse.
It is a better mobile app for sure.
Yeah,
anyway, moving goddamn on. I got to get going to dinner. Let's go.
Better mobile app than ESPN. Yeah.
All right, we're talking about how good my team is and how it's only going to get better because Breece Hall
is anyone still on, is anyone undefeated? Because I'm pretty good.
No, no one's undefeated. And shut up, Pete.
You're great. I'm at the top, baby, then.
Move, Pete, you're talking.
What's that?
Okay.
Sorry, Lou. Keep going on. I believe in you. You are my favorite.
I don't remember what I was saying. I'm saying Breece Hall is fucking going to own second half of the season. And I feel like Bijan's going to take over that backfield, too.
Bijan, we're going to be
backfield.
This you guys are all fucked.
All right, moving on. Also, Johnny, I'm sorry you keep running into a buzzsaw against everyone every week.
Oh, and I already had Devin Achane on my team. Didn't have to spend any money on him.
Yeah, that was a good draft. Good draft on there.
And I outbid Johnny for $1 for that
moving
one.
Moving on. Moving on.
No one else did the same person twice. Wait,
really quick. Johnny's team's really good.
Yeah, I know. He keeps getting everybody's best week.
And if Justin Field is like competent and then he gets Austin Eckler back, Johnny's gonna be scary as fuck.
I know. If only Johnny would play Justin Fields. Anyway.
I can't believe he didn't play him.
So I mean I can. But okay. So the game of the week, Big Lou. Putting the finally not a whooping, only a 3-point win, 105.8 versus Kevin, who is 0-4 as the fake champion of this league.
Did you know Kevin was 0-4, everybody?
Yeah, 0-4. 0-4.
0-4, bitch.
I don't think there's anyone.
He probably never had to listen to this, but he could feel it. It's in the
He's supposed to be on this.
He can feel it.
Kevin said he was joining us, but whatever. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Kevin. I mean, he's just, it's like he won on a technicality and he's just.
Oh, I know exactly what's going on with Kevin. You want to
move he's having a baby. He's having the same thing you had last year, Bob. Having a baby is a.
Okay, that was 2 years ago, just to be clear. But yes.
Yeah, but you were still whining about it last year.
I was so confused.
I mean, you're still milking it like that baby was milking your wife's tits.
He could sense we were talking about him.
Wait, what?
Oh, and he immediately mutes himself.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Kevin. We're talking about your game, Kevin. It's time to talk.
Yeah.
And Bob. Wait, that's why he joined, because you're talking about Bob's wife's tits.
Oh.
I have no interest in Bob's wife's tits.
For babies is what we're talking about. Anyway, Kevin, you're 0-4. What the fuck, dude?
0-4 is not good.
I'm 0-4. Oh, my team is horrible. You go 0-4 when your lead running back has a horrible season-ending injury, and your top player that you
get.
Those sound like reasons to be 0-4.
Yes, I think that's what he was saying, though.
Yeah.
No. Jamar Chase. What the fuck's going on with Burrows? But I'm pretty sure he's going to be bouncing back soon. At some point, he has to.
And now with Higgins being out,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think Chase will still get his, but I don't know if Burrow's ever going to be right this season. I think he's just going to keep jacking up that calf.
But Kevin, I mean, you've basically never had. Is he actually back?
I'm back this time. But... Sorry, I had a. I was walking away from my house because and then the only way when it switches from Wi-Fi to cellular.
You guys, and your idea that you can just like call into this podcast.
Hey, anyway. It's Peter from Brooklyn here. What's this sports talk all about? This is Joe Sixpack. I heard about he's dead.
Yo, would you like to
hear about that? I want to talk about Knoxville. 3-1, that's right here. He's on the up and ups. They got to keep feeding him.
I think Pete's
Aaron Rodgers broke his ACL, but it's okay. We got the MILF on him.
We got a new king in New York. Aaron Rodgers is out.
Anyway.
Pete's got a good team. Have we talked about Pete's team yet?
No, like,
not enough.
And now he's got Cooper Kupp coming back. I mean, he spent all that
money. I can use an RB.
Puka Nacupa.
You can take any of mine.
Yeah. Said his name once.
Pass. That's a pass on that one. As I was saying earlier in the podcast, I was trolling for some trade opportunities earlier today. And Kevin, I will say I just kind of passed over your team.
Oh, I know. There's nothing there. Trust me. But I'm willing to trade Jamar Chase. I'm putting that out there. Jamar Chase is on the table. If anyone wants Jamar
that was
Chase.
That was the only one I was considering.
Then hit me up, man. I'm wide open for business. If anybody wants Jamar Chase, hit me up. I'm looking for a running back. I'm looking for a running back and a quarterback for Jamar Chase, and I'm in it. That's what I'm looking for. Just hit me up. Maybe some future ones. This is the Dynasty League, right?
Yeah.
So Lou had his way it would be.
As much as it pains me, first off, I enjoy seeing Kevin own four and in distress. But I will say, I
in distress.
I'm not in distress.
He's in. Like, he drafted a lot of smart rookies. Jordan Addison, Nico Collins, Sam Laporta, Jamar Gibbs, who isn't working out yet, but you can tell Kevin is tapped in.
It's true, Kevin. You're doing better than I did in my first year of having a kid, where I literally didn't know the names of a single rookie.
Well,
so
when your only hobby is watching sports, I mean,
how is your hobby not changing diapers and putting bottles in babies' mouths? What the fuck?
I have talk radio in one ear, and my other hands are doing baby stuff.
Multitasking.
That's fair.
Yeah. So what are we talking about? Seattle.
We're not going to have time to do it because everyone keeps talking about random shit.
My dad goes to Seattle now, so we don't have to
I think this is the most important thing to talk about. I'm glad you're all here.
So here's the deal. I know that Lou's coming in early Saturday. Yeah. I know that Pete's coming
in
Friday morning.
And they already bought
their tickets. I know that
we're technically landing Friday night. We'll be in Friday night.
Friday night.
We have 2.5 months until this game, right?
Nope. Let's go, baby.
When you don't plan ahead, you don't have fun. So I was thinking today we all send a boss house and then just bubble break the
draft. Kevin, you're breaking up.
Kevin, you're breaking up, buddy.
As I said, guys, in this idea that you can just call into the podcast doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, it's a bar. I got full bars.
All right, keep going, Kevin.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes,
we're good. Can you hear me okay?
All right.
Yep, go for it.
Okay.
Preach.
Immediately.
Oh my god, Kevin, it started bad immediately again.
Oh no.
Kevin, go find a Starbucks and get us some Wi-Fi or something. I don't
Wi-Fi,
know.
Kevin.
As my I had to drag him away. Starbies.
He dragged him away. Now he's never going to know what happened.
Anyway, we'll have to get all back on the phone again and pick it up.
Okay, moving on. It's the end of this week. We can talk about Seattle at some point, but you guys got to get on at the right time because I have very little time to discuss this.
You keep moving this. All right, keep going.
Granted, yesterday was my fault. I agree.
I keep moving.
Do you actually have connection now, Kevin?
Stoop to sit on.
Nope. Okay. So. We are getting one out of every seven words about. I would say
Not even a full word.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, fine. I'll run back home. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Let's get through the entirety of next week in 5 minutes. Come on.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so boom, Amadeo meets Smith versus me because I'm at the top for this because it's my screen.
My dad beats you. Move on.
Yeah, I don't know about that though because he only has 7.6. Yeah, I mean it's a good game. It'll be a good matchup. I'm picking myself. Mostly because I have Amari Cooper and Tyler Lockett out, and I also once again kept Cole Kmet on the sideline for
my dad, he's come for you.
Okay. Adam Thielen somehow is number 10.
Kenneth Walker's on bye against you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's for sure. That's good. And Jerome Ford, for that matter. Frankly, I still think I'm going to win. So, Matt, who do you think is going to
win? I'm going with you, Bob.
Okay. Well, I've got David Montgomery back in there, so I assume I'm getting 30 points from him. Pete?
Whoever's playing against you, they're going to win.
Go right. Big Lou.
And Lou, I don't know why we're asking. I don't have to ask. All right, moving on. Next on is one. God damn it. Next one is one like Kevin. You did beat me. Shut up, Peter. The next one to come up is Kevin versus Johnny. Johnny already has -4 points, which is a not a good start from the Washington defense.
Amon-Ra's going to be out. He's doubtful.
It's true. Amon-Ra doesn't seem like he's actually going to play. And he already decided Eckler's to bench Justin Fields in his 32 points. So
Kevin's going to get his first win. Congratulations, Kevin.
Yeah.
Nope. Johnny still pulls it off because Kevin's cursed. Fucking curse. Johnny benched Justin Fields and he still beats Kevin. That's your headline.
You know what? I'll take it. I'm taking that. Yeah, Johnny.
I'm going Kevin. Everyone else going Johnny. Gotcha.
All right. Next up is Jason, born for butt.
I don't know what to say.
Kevin Booty.
Booty? Oh, is that how you say it?
It's the player. What's his name? He's a rookie. The last name
is don't know this player.
He plays for the Patriots.
Oh, that makes sense.
Of course
sense.
He does.
Okay. So, the only unknown rookie I know is Bobo. So,
yeah, there you go. Why is Bobo getting more action than JSN?
He's not. He's got two catches.
Too many.
Actually, he's got more than two, but still not many more. All right. Anyway, moving on. So, Jason versus Andrew. So, finally, these two get to play each other this year, and... he only got 6.9 from Scary Terry. I know he hates that nickname, but too bad. As long as Andrew gets Saquon Barkley back, I think Andrew's going to get this win.
Andrew is getting
rid of Barkley back.
Jameson Williams back his first game, but with Amon-Ra St. Brown out, I can see him taking that shot.
Oh yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
interesting. It's a solid strategy.
Jameson Williams is an interesting flyer. Yeah. Pete, who do you think
I am you're not a believer, for? But I could see it working out this week.
I believe in Andrew.
I'm going Andrew.
And Matt?
I'm going to go with Jason.
Matt's been the opposite of everybody.
This would be a better game.
I mean, Andrew's missing King and Allen. He's missing players. I mean, even though Jason's got Jaleel McLaughlin starting, of all people.
Well, I mean, as long as he's actually a starter, that's a good play, I think.
I mean, I don't know if he is.
He was certainly looking better than Javonte Williams. So,
well, Javonte was hurt, but he was looking better than Samaje Perine.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. One that's actually pretty interesting because Matt already has 74 goddamn points.
Holy shit.
From Sam Howell and DJ Moore, who seemed to be the only wide receiver that Justin Fields knew about last week, which is good because that's what he should do.
Congratulations, Matt. How's it feel?
A quick diversion. To my dynasty league I take most seriously, the one I want to win the most in. And I was like ecstatic last night because DJ Moore was blowing up. And then I click over to ESPN and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So I did not realize I'm mad at DJ Moore as well. I feel like I still have a shot.
You totally do.
For those listening that I didn't mention and didn't already pick it up by context clues, Matt's playing Lou. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks.
But you know, A-Chain could go off for 40 again, so who knows?
It'd be better if I had Justin Herbert, but I was happy to get CJ Stroud as my filling QB, who's been amazing as a rookie.
Yep. I was pleasantly surprised that someone outbid me for the Washington defense, so I didn't make that blunder of starting -4 points.
That's funny.
It was Field of Dreams, and I appreciate that because that's -4. I think I might have a chance to win this week because of that.
Yeah, we already decided that you're going to get your first win this week. So Kevin, you're going to get your first loss, but another loss.
He benched Fields.
Yeah.
And he benched Fields. So I feel really good about this week, except I don't feel good about this week at all, but I feel good about this week.
Indeed. So, Kevin, we got two more to get through, and then we can talk about Seattle, okay? So I'm the Lazard King, Mr. Seth, going up against the buzzsaw that is Joe. Do we even need to talk about it? Unless proven otherwise, I'm pretty sure Joe's going to win every week. Although
he's down in projections. He's missing Rashad White and Mike Evans.
So, yeah, that's true. That is true. He's down Mike Evans.
Yeah, and
Brian Robinson only got 6.3.
Oh man, and he got nothing out of his two
Roshan.
Roshan Johnson. Yeah, it's already kind of yeah. But
yo, Kevin, you're making noises.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll go on.
This is a real shot. Go, Seth.
Yeah. Go. Sure. Go, Seth.
Go, Seth. Indeed. I'm going for Seth.
Yeah.
I still think Joe's gonna win though. And then
anyone's gotta do something. Knock him out.
And then we got a New York matchup with Pete going up against Sean. Do you think Christian McCaffrey can win a game for you this week again? Because that's the only thing that happens. I mean,
if he didn't win it for me last week, he needed a monster week. It was everyone else underperformed. So you know, you can keep it going. If I get it, you know, I got the man Hurts and McCaffrey top of the lineup, top of the team, carrying the whole weight of everyone else. I would love the second running back. I would love a second wide receiver. But I went with a top heavy approach, and it's going to pay off somewhere. It's going to pay off against Sean. Sean's got nothing to defend us off. So
what's your backup plan if Cooper Kupp doesn't actually play this week, since he has not actually been removed off the IR
yet? My backup plan is Atwell, my friend, and I should know before the game.
The new rules are kind of weird with IR, by the way.
Yeah, and with T. Higgins still on Sean's starting lineup, I assume he's going to make a change there. I don't see what he's going to do. He's got no one else available.
I wonder if he'll put in Jonathan Taylor. I wonder if he'll make an appearance.
He's got a running back in his flex, so he can't sub. He doesn't have an extra wide receiver. He's got
some more B-depth.
I'll trade him that well.
There you go. Then Cooper Kupp's out.
Jonathan Taylor's listed as out now. I don't see any update on it, though. Interesting.
It's for now. He's going to play.
I mean, all right. I don't know why they changed him from IR to out then. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway. All right. So, yeah. I guess I'll give it to... I don't want to give it to
Peter. I'm going with Sean. I'm picking Sean.
Come on. Louis, you're playing Rockets again. What the fuck?
I'm going Sweet Pete.
Tua's going to put up 100 points on the Giants.
He might. Actually, that's true.
Oh my God.
That's not anything about that.
Okay. Kevin, it's time. It's time to discuss.
Kevin, who are you picking? Me or Sean to win? That's what's
important. Oh, I'm going to pick you because you're here and Sean's not.
That's the coward's way out, but I respect it.
Riveting.
That's what I would do.
Okay, so here we're teeing it up. Okay, so in case you're living under a rock and aren't one of the two-thirds of our league that's coming to this thing, which I'm very excited for, everybody's coming out to Seattle to see the Eagles.
Strong pole.
It's 12-17. Eagles decimate Seattle.
And on top of that, you guys are coming out the year that I finally have a house. It's just big enough to host everybody. So
I'm
excited for that, too.
That's how we're doing it. After this trip, we'll have no reason to go back. So,
how far from Lake Washington do you live? Can we just like go? Can we skinny dipping after the party?
It's in December, and it's cold in that lake all the time. Anyway, so
perfect. I don't want no warm skinny dip. I'll be honest. I want eagle playing ground with everybody.
December in Seattle is not that bad. I mean, I've been there a bunch in Seattle. I mean, I've lived in a lot of winter places. And December, Seattle, it rains, but then when it's not raining, it's just kind of squishy. And it's kind of like fall in Philly.
I agree, but Lake Washington is like 2 miles deep. Not really, but it's very, very deep, and it's usually cold, even during the summer. Right. So, you know.
Right, well, anyway, who do you know Kraken tickets? Matt. I assume it's Matt, because Bob doesn't do anything fun.
Yeah, can we get any discount Kraken tickets? Because I was looking, man, they are pricey as fuck.
They were good last year.
Yeah, well, I called the guy, and he can't even do group tickets anymore. I said, like, yo, I got 10 people. We can do, like, a package deal. I'll sit up in the nosebleeds. He said, already sold out for every one of those. And he said, you got to go on secondary. So I went on TickPick. I went on StubHub. I went on SeatGeek. I'm thinking the only way to go to a Kraken game is probably game time in it, like, at the time. It's kind of the little dropper before you play the stock market. And whoever wants to go, goes. I mean, it's a little stressful, but it's not the priority for the weekend. But that would probably be the easiest way to get a ticket around 100. Otherwise,
you're paying $100. Kraken would be the icing on top, you know? Unless the Mariners
are playing. I don't know.
The Mariners. You go to the Mariners games to drink.
Well, we can't go to Mariners games because it's the middle of the winter. It's not baseball season. We could see the Washington Huskies up at the amazing University of Washington campus play the Seattle University.
Why is the Huskies playing Seattle?
Will there be eligible co-eds there?
This is college basketball, everybody.
So oh, basketball.
Did they get any juice on the basketball? Like, is there any fun there?
Not for many years. I thought you were talking about football, because I guarantee those tickets are sold out, whoever they're playing.
Guys, it's 12-17. Football season is over. It's bowl season. At that point, we might be able to get a bowl that comes around up in that area, but I don't really think we're
going to pay. The Huskies very well may be in a championship bowl game. So.
Sure. They may be not in NCAA, somewhere else.
I mean, high score.
We can't
high score in college.
You can't plan for that.
College ends just after Thanksgiving. So we're talking, it's cracking. It's pretty much if you want to go see a professional sporting event. But however, I don't know where to buy a ticket under $150 at this point. So
what's cracking is
they don't exist.
They don't exist. It's a hot ticket. So maybe they're shitty and everything goes down. So we're
it's a hot ticket in a small arena. Yes.
Bob, have you seen our football tickets, bro?
What do you mean?
We're sitting in 106 at 108, baby.
Oh, God damn.
We're spending some bank.
Really?
Yeah, we're lower bowl. We're going to be able to breathe Kelsey's breath. That's what I'm feeling right here.
And balls.
I'm going to play
that's awesome.
Jalen Hurts.
Going to pop a ball in his mouth.
Yes. He's going to hear it when I say, you can do it. The standard is the standard. I'm just going to yell that for like 3 hours. The standard is the standard.
You know what you're talking about?
He doesn't. He says that's all he says, man. If you watch any one of his speeches, he just says the standard is the standard. I'm getting sick of it, actually. I think it's starting to get a little stale, but he seems to think it still works. So the standard is the standard. Winning is winning.
It's the new process, is what you're saying?
That's just what he says. He says it over and over again. It's his thing. But here,
you got to trust the standard. You know?
No, the thing I want to talk about is not the day of the game, because the day of the game, that's going to roll in the way it's going to roll in. The thing that I want to talk about.
We're all going to go to Tats, right? You guys got to go to Tats. You got to go to Tats. You got to go to Tats.
When does Tats open up? Can we go to Tats for the Kraken game? Yeah, okay. Because I think we've also identified a Eagles like green like Legion tailgate where there's just going to be a sea of Philadelphia fans that have come in from out of the state, where we can get all very juicy and march to the stadium. So I don't know if that's of interest to anybody, but I've identified three of them that will be at three different locations in the Seattle area for a nominal fee. All you can drink, all you can eat all morning.
I'm just saying if you guys don't go to Tats, you'll be missing out on the most Philadelphia thing in the entire city. And
We'll be the most Philadelphia thing in the whole city.
We should definitely
get it'll be filled with Seahawks fans, but we fucking...
And Eagles fans.
And Eagles fans.
We'll be eating some tats too. We're definitely eating some tats too. So on Saturday what is it that Lou, is there something that you guys, you're going to be like a tourist? Are you guys going up to the top of the Seattle Space Needle or something? Like what is it? Or is you just like, what's the idea for you?
No, we don't have any plans yet. I kind of wanted to see what you guys are going to do and run it by my dad and Kyle. I do have to consider what they want to do. I know they want to, you know, see Bob and everything. So they'll probably just do whatever we do. I don't think they'll do a Kraken game. But I do think they're going to hang and you know, maybe, you know.
Wait, your brother's coming too? Fuck yes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
We're going to Joe Sixpack Charge it.
Yeah, so I think, Bob, if you'll have us, I feel like we can just come, like, for lunch, just come down to your place. And if we bring a bunch of meat, I still think it's a grillable season, knowing that Seattle's, like, not actually winter.
And then, we got that awning that extends out to over the half the deck. So, I mean,
If we bring some beer and some meat, and if I don't know if you got some other stuff going on, we can meet your kid, meet your wife. Maybe she can do us like a ballerina stage production from the halfway through, and then and then if anybody wants to go back into the city,
let's say no.
We can probably the people who wanted to go Kraken can game time, maybe hit that up. Other people we can descend back into Seattle, because I think what the plan right now is that my brother lives in Tacoma, and to save some money, I think that there is a contingency that will crash there Friday night, but we'll then check into a hotel for Saturday night, so then we can just be there in the city for full game day. Going out since Friday, Saturday night in the city is definitely happening, whether it's Kraken or otherwise. If there is a UFC fight, I will definitely watch that. If you know some people who like to just fight underneath in a garage, I've been tracking.
Bridge.
Phoenix Jones hasn't been around for a while.
If you guys like a pro wrestling,
I don't know if anyone knows who that is.
Other than that big black fighter who died.
Yeah, he's a boxer, right? Yeah, so go.
No, Phoenix Jones is a superhero.
Oh, a superhero. So he's so
an actual superhero. No, he went around fighting bad guys on the street. Like, he literally, legitimately tried to make superheroes a real thing.
Okay, then I would definitely watch that too. That sounds
yeah. Like, he went crazy though. As one word.
Watch that too.
I would definitely watch that too. I just look, cockfights, chicken fights, you know, whatever it is. I'm just saying, if there's something that pops up, let's go do it. Okay, but yes, going out after we go hang out with, have a nice little family time with Bob. If Bob, you want to come, hopefully you can get released. You come rage with us, and then hopefully we don't get too hungover, so that when we wake up, we can make it to Tats, and then maybe some juice with some other Eagles fans lying around. There's no tailgating, everyone. Just so you know, there's no tailgating at Lumen. They ban it. There's only the prescribed like corporate thing, and then there's other parties that pop up at specific locations. So
that rule does not compute in my small.
We're gonna have to drink in the streets.
To be fair, you can tailgate. It's just there's nowhere to really do it directly around the stadium. You have to go to Soto. You can do it.
We can go hang out in Pioneer Square, where there's probably a bunch of bars going to be filled with a lot of people. But yes, the goal would be probably to at least collect into like a good amount of green. If I agree. If, tell me if I'm wrong, Eagles fans on the call. I think the more juice we've done a bunch of away games. Look, if we have the Raiders again, where it's so sleepy that I'm gonna like punch somebody in the face, we're not gonna make it. So we need to. I think we need what we need is a bunch of ELGS, and then if we flick some people off, you know, there's some people backing us up, so we don't get into trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, this is Seattle. No one's gonna fight you. No one's gonna fight. This is literally the opposite of Philly, where
Carroll will fight me.
You could run around, talking shit about the Seahawks the whole time. We'll just all roll our eyes at you and be like,
how much does it cost to get like a drunk bus driven by Macklemore?
I don't know. Not a lot.
At least like get him like. He's trying to keep people sober, so we're safe. So he can drive us around in a bus. That's my dream.
Carroll Henshaw.
They also have pep rallies, everyone. If you want to hit up like a bar crawl pep rally, the Eagles fans from out of town all crawl around a bunch of bars around Pioneer Square the night before as well. So there's entertainment that these stupid trips that we're not involved in do that we can tack onto. So there is definitely things that we can make this into a. I would like to see if I see Bob throw up this weekend because he drank too much. I think that'd be a good weekend. So that's the goal.
The goal is to drive somewhere to get to where all of these things. So I better not be drinking enough to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't throw up very much anymore.
How much is it? How much is an Uber from Renton to Pioneer Square? What are we talking about? $60? If we all pile into one?
I don't know.
Okay, just saying. So I feel like, is there like a bus? I mean, we can take a bus. I know there's a bus.
You don't want to take the buses to the game. They're always packed.
We'll be in the city for the game. I'm thinking just Saturday night because once we're in the city, we're in the city.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea. Is we come in. What I'm thinking is, it isn't my idea, Bob. You let me know. It's your house. We descend upon your house like 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay. We cook up some food. We eat some lunch. We see your baby. We have joyous times. We take a big found. I'll bring a tripod. We'll take a big photo. Okay. It's gonna be a great photo. It's gonna be an 8x12 for everybody's wall.
We all sign our name on the wall.
Okay.
Piss on the mailbox.
Give us a brick.
Thank you, Peter. Yes, you definitely have to pee in a mailbox.
No. Yeah, you realize we have a 125.
Oh, thank God. We have shared mailboxes. So if you guys
play some paintball in that backyard.
Ooh. I do live next to a pellet. What are they called? A pellet ball distro center.
We could do a little laser tag. Get a little drunk. You get to do some laser tag.
So the woods are filled with blackberry bushes, so I don't think you want to do that. But.
All right. Well, you guys let me know. I just want to make sure that because we're all up there Saturday. We're all, obviously, it's like an intake day. I think that, yes, Lou, you said your dad's probably going to want to see Bob. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of Bob. I think Bob actually already said that half of his bed is open and Rich is going to sleep on the couch. So if he wants to see Bob, he can see Bob all the time.
No, you guys can sleep in the empty extra room we have. There's nothing in it, but you can sleep in there. No, you're just, not really. It's not an actual offer.
We
need hammocks and bunk beds.
Yes.
Load up on air mattresses, Bob.
Okay.
We do have a lot of air mattresses in this family.
Buy them at Costco, return them the next day. That's how you do it. All right, good. I think we've accomplished some things.
Yes. It's going to be a blast. And you guys are spending an insane amount of money on the tickets, I'm sure.
Too much. The most I spent on a ticket.
How much are the tickets costing you in the 100 level? I'm curious.
A lot. But I figured when the fuck else am I ever going to the stadium? So we went all Kyle.
I agree completely with Lou. Lou is actually the one that started the whole YOLO
thing. Yeah.
And also, Taylor Swift costs the same amount of money. So I mean,
$20,000?
No, not $20,000. If you bought face value to like something to like LA, like at the door, not like secondary. I'm sure it's around the same price.
I was gonna say also,
make a lot I didn't of money go to the Super Bowl. I mean, only Pete went to the Super Bowl, so he's the one who's like double dipping. This is all Super Bowl funds.
You guys, I've already seen the Eagles play this year. What are you guys doing?
you guys will have a lot of
500, Bob.
Wow, you guys will have a lot of. Who did we just lose? Matt. Oh, you guys will have a lot of fun at the stadium at in the 100 level. But I will point out that it's the stadium that maybe every single seat is amazing. So,
well, the link is the same way. But like I don't know about everybody else.
Poor people tell themselves.
I've never sat close enough to be able to actually see their heads while they're playing with their iPads on the bench. Okay. And, so I'm excited for that.
I've never been close to where we're going to be. We are incredibly close.
We sit down on the field whenever we go to Sounders game. So, yes, it is an excellent view. You guys
watch. I sat first row, 50-yard line on a Monday Night Football game in 2002 against the Redskins. And that was awesome. I don't know. Because there was no DVR at the time. I had no way to see it.
That's true.
So for Pats, I looked at this place. Our head count right now is at, I think, 15. Can we all fit inside Cats?
Tats. T-A-T-S.
You guys took me to Tats once.
If we
went to Seattle Sounders game.
That's right. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. If we're going early, yeah, it'll be fine. If we go near game time, it'll be.
We might need to go before the cracking game.
Is there if we're not gonna go to like a if we're all gonna hang out together 15 deep? Should I make some phone calls to try to like reserve a big ass table like at one of those Brotown bars that we went to before the Sounders game, Matt? I feel like that was
Matt dropped off. I'm not sure where he went, but
we went to like one of those kind of things. Maybe there's probably some place near Pioneer Square that like we at least. Have a table that's like I'll start looking about where we can party all together. But I feel like we're probably gonna be about 2 to 3 hours of time where we want to be able to drink, hang out, enjoy before we're over to our respective seats. So just want to space. Always in the streets, never good. You know No plan before game time is just always stressful.
All right, I gotta run. We'll figure it out. Yeah, we all gotta run. So we'll figure it out.
Lou, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
All right,
everybody.
Podcast, everyone.
And, good work, everybody.
And I look forward to seeing you all here in Seattle and seeing you all on the Fake Gridiron this week.
Okay, goodbye.
See you. Bye, Pete.
Bye, Bob. Do my best to the boys.
Will do.